Our topics here on Commando On Demand are always picked with you, the listener, in mind. And that's why this week we have a really special edition you're just going to love. We're actually giving you two episodes in one. Yes, how great is that? The first is about bionic hearing and how fast this new technology is changing lives. Then our second topic this week is all about wearable technology like smartwatches. We're going to take you through how all of this new wearable tech can actually improve your life and more. I mean, some of this technology can actually save your life. We live in a noisy world. Sometimes the more we listen, the less we hear. What if you could turn the world down, or at least screen out the things that you don't want to hear? Ah, that's better. Once again, science and technology have converged to improve our lives. And coming up, we're going to talk about a whole new way to hear. Bionic eyes, bionic arms, legs, and ears were once the things of futuristic television shows.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Bionics made these fictional characters better. They were stronger. They were faster. And sometimes even smarter. But those futuristic fantasies are no longer just science fiction. Real bionic devices are making their way into our everyday lives to enhance and improve our own abilities. We might not be able to stop a locomotive or run 60 miles an hour like the $6 million man or the bionic woman, but today's technology can dramatically improve our senses. I'm Kim Commando, host of the nation's largest radio show about everything digital. In this podcast, I'm going to tell you about the upsurge in new technology called, are you ready for it? Hearables. That's right, hearables. They promise bionic hearing and a whole bunch more. We're going to talk about how they work, the different devices that are on the market right now, and what you should be doing before shelling over your hard-earned cash.
I can hear, but I cannot understand. You know, I do pretty good in conversation, except in restaurants. And I have trouble hearing on my cell phone sometimes.
Audiologists tell us it's bound to happen to all of us eventually, especially as we get older. That's because hearing loss usually develops in the higher frequencies, things like street background noises or the noises that you might hear at a busy restaurant. We hear those speaking, but we're finding it harder and harder to distinguish exactly what they're saying. Some might describe it as the difference between hearing and understanding.
It's always embarrassing when you have to ask somebody to say, what?
Technology's great, but it can't turn back time. But there are new solutions available today that counteract our natural loss of hearing. Bionic hearing devices are available right now, and they're cheaper than you might expect. For a few hundred dollars, you'll be able to clearly hear someone across the room in a crowded restaurant speaking your name.
They can just hear your voice more than anything else, like, and it's really clear, and you can hardly hear anything in the background.
Bionic hearing won't give you any superpowers, but it will fulfill a need. They're called hearables, as I mentioned. Here's how they work. You stick them in both ears, kind of like earbuds. They allow you to listen better because they cut down on the background noise and direct your hearing. They can also connect to your phone using Bluetooth. I know you might be thinking, I'm not my grandma, I'm not my grandpa, I don't need a hearing aid.
It is not a hearing aid and we're not marketing it as a hearing aid.
That's David Carrington, the co-founder of Nuhera IQ Buds. They augment a person's hearing, allowing the person to listen without any background noise.
If you think of a product that's part assistive listening device, part Bluetooth earpiece, and part noise-canceling headset in two earbuds that have no wires or cables, that's the product.
IQ Buds are just one of the several hearables that are on or will soon be on the market. Others include the Braggy Dash, the Soundhawk, the Jocati, and Mimi, just to name a few. And it's because I started seeing all these devices that I wanted to put this podcast together. Now, these devices are not necessarily for people with real hearing loss, but they are being marketed to folks who have situational hearing difficulties.
What our technology does, it has the capability of being able to grab the speech and elevate it and suppress the background noise to a point where it allows the user to have a sort of laser focus on the conversation that they want to have.
Each make and model is a little different, but they generally work the same way. They all have the capability to pair up with your smartphone using an app. That app lets you personalize your hearing experience based on your environment. And then you can store all those settings for the future.
When you're in that restaurant, you'll be able to go into the app and actually make some adjustments. And in that particular scenario, you'll want to increase your speech frequency. So you'll go into the app and be able to increase those frequencies, then lock it in. And so the next time you go into a noisy social environment, you'll just pull out your app and then push restaurant mode, and it'll save and store those settings.
There are also noise-canceling earbuds. These are great when you're on an airplane. But sometimes you want the noise, at least just a little. Like when you're riding a bike. These hearables will do just that. Any environment, any circumstance, they're designed to augment and improve your hearing. Makers of hearables say it's all about giving folks control over what's around them so they can hear exactly what they want to hear. People who use the hearables say the difference is like comparing night to day.
It's amazing. You could clearly hear your voice, and the background noise is, you can't hear it that much.
It just feels like my whole eardrum was just expanded and amplified.
That's almost like background noise. Well, it's literally like I can hear you clear, like I can hear you clearly, and everything else just sort of is in the background. It's not fading away, but it's not on the same level. It's not in the.
You can just hear your voice more than anything else, like, and it's really clear, and you can hardly hear anything in the background.
It's amazing that with these earbuds, you could actually hear. Yeah, life changing. Yeah, it is.
Okay, so they enhance your hearing. They keep you from struggling while in a crowded restaurant. They connect via Bluetooth to your phone. But are these things safe to actually put inside your ears? Or are they doing more harm than good? Most folks agree that before you stick anything into your ear, you should ask your doctor about these hearables.
Find an audiologist who believes in patient-centered care, which means that person uses best practices and will sit down with you, talk to you about your communication needs, and do a hearing test so that you at least have a baseline so that you know, yeah, okay, my loss isn't that bad right now. Sure, I can try one of these devices.
That's Cynthia Compton Conley. She's an audiologist who taught at Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. She's also a consumer advocate for those with hearing loss, and she's also a consultant for the Hearing Loss Association of America. She wants everyone to understand the difference between a hearing aid and a hearable. And she admits there's not too much of a big difference.
Right now, the only difference, I think, is that hearing aids are much more able to be prescribed for an individual listener. So there are different programs in them. And I, as an audiologist, can test your hearing, and I can figure out how to adjust the filters and the programs in that hearing aid to best meet the needs of your hearing in various situations.
Hearables aren't that flexible yet. And Cynthia believes that for someone with a mild hearing loss and who does pretty well most of the time, these types of hearables are great. It's kind of like buying reading glasses off the shelf at a store. If they work, they work. But two really important things to remember. Number one, these devices are not for kids. And number two, you have to rule out any medical issues first. You really should see an audiologist. But don't worry, like many other things in life, there's an app for that.
There are apps out there where you can test your hearing. Some of them have been clinically validated to be accurate. But in my opinion, it's very important because you could have a hidden medical issue that you don't know about. You could have impacted wax that you're not sure about.
A certified audiologist will ask you the right questions. And if you're hard of hearing, they'll be able to fit you with the right hearing aid. That's because they are really trained to listen. Remember, if an audiologist doesn't know what's going on in your life, the times that you're sitting back saying, "What did they just say?" then they're not doing their job.
Find an audiologist who believes in patient-centered care, which means that person uses best practices and will sit down with you, talk to you about your communication needs, and do a hearing test so that you at least have a baseline so that you know, yeah, okay, my loss isn't that bad right now. Sure, I can try one of these devices and I can see how it works for me. And if I'm not sure how it's working, I could bring it into this audiologist and he or she would actually test it and see how well it's doing for me.
That way, you can make an informed decision about whether hearables are a good purchase for you. It's a growing trend because the number one complaint from folks to audiologists is that they can't understand someone talking to them in a noisy restaurant.
That's because most people, most adults who develop hearing loss usually develop it in the higher frequencies. So they can hear things loud enough because the loudness is contained in the lower frequencies, but the ears act like a filter.
You see, as we get older, our ears filter out the high frequency consonants. While we may not exactly have hearing loss, things are definitely harder to hear. That's why hearables may be a great fit for a lot of people. They don't cost as much as hearing aids, you don't need a prescription, and they're putting pressure on the hearing aid industry to become more innovative.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see some hearing aid companies coming up with biometrics in their hearing aids so that not only can I use my prescribed hearing aids to hear better, but I can also use them to monitor my heart rate, for example.
That's right. Monitoring your heart rate is also available as a feature in some hearables. You can also answer your phone without pulling it out of your pocket or your purse. Your phone rings, you hear a tone in your ear. Just nod your head yes to answer and no to ignore the call. How cool is that? If you do answer when you're done, just tap on your hearable to hang up. It links to your phone via Bluetooth. There's also a side benefit of hearables. A lot of people with a hearing loss refuse to wear a prescription hearing aid. That's something Gotti Amit sees firsthand. He designs inner ear technologies for New Deal design. He's discovered that now, because of the hearables, the stigma of having a hearing aid is quickly vanishing.
It takes about 10 years from people to know they have hearing impairment until they actually are willing to wear the device. There's such a stigma around these devices.
But now, those with hearing loss may soon feel part of the crowd if they do have a hearing aid.
Technology used to be, for the last 50 or 60 years, the main barrier. We're moving into this twilight of a new era where technology is no longer the true barrier. It's more about societal and cultural acceptance of the use of that technology. And that's going to be a very interesting one.
These hearables do so much more than augment our hearing. They answer our phones, they count our steps, they take notes, connect to intelligent assistants like Siri, remind us about appointments, and the list goes on and on. You might consider them a Swiss Army knife of sorts. And it's all technology that's being borrowed from the hearing aid industry.
You want to be able to listen with your hearing aids in quiet, in noise. You want to be able to stream your iPhone or your Samsung Galaxy straight to your hearing aids so you can listen to a phone call, do FaceTime, whatever. You want to hear music. And so the hearing aid companies have this. They also have transmitters that you can buy to hook in on the back of your flat screen so that you can walk into the living room and boom, both hearing aids pick up the TV and stereo right to your ears.
All this sounds really cool. Before you head out and spend hundreds of dollars on a hearable, remember, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. The idea may sound great, but it may not be practical, at least not for you, yet. Before shelling out the dollars, make sure you can take it back if it doesn't work. Some come in different sizes. They'll fit in one ear, but not the other. The good ones have different size ear tips to fit different size ears. Remember, not everyone is going to have that aha moment. But if you are having trouble hearing, you should definitely take a look at hearables. Now that you've heard more about bionic hearing, let's dive a little deeper into some other types of wearable technology that can actually save your life just by you wearing it. All that ahead on the special edition of Commando on Demand. You're a working mom. You barely have time to breathe. From the moment you get up, it's go, go, go. You have to make breakfast, you gotta pack lunches, and make sure that everyone's on time. It's a never-ending battle. Every member of your family relies on you all the time. And if you're a single dad, Don't be left out. You do the same thing. And then there's the daily grind at work. It's a delicate balance for parents, especially when there's an emergency at home. Who are they going to call when the kids get sick at school? Well, that would be you. Here's a story about a woman in New York. More than likely, it sounds so familiar. Her name is Ashley Taylor. She's a busy news producer by day. Her job, to be alert at all times. She has to change course at a moment's notice if some news breaks anywhere in the world.
Basically, in a nutshell, my job is to know everything that's going on in the world at all times, and if there's video, to make sure that it's out and the stations have access to it.
There's no downtime after work. That's because Ashley is also a mom. She makes dinner for her family and then spends as much time as she can playing and reading with her son. And I'm sure any parent can relate to this. She's still in constant communication with caregivers, even when she's not home. Any parent fears what might happen when they're not there.
Okay, what if there's an emergency? How can someone call me? What if I don't hear my phone?
It's called wearable technology. Watches, heart rate monitors, even GPS tracking. These gizmos and gadgets sync with our smartphones, our tablets, and our computers, and then out to the cloud. They know the steps we take, the songs we listen to, where we've been, and how to get a hold of us in case of an emergency. That's exactly what happened to Ashley Taylor. This small-town girl traded in the wide open spaces of Texas for the hustle and bustle of the big city.
I am a TV news producer, and I moved here by way of California with my husband.
Let me tell you a little bit about what a news producer does. You've probably heard the job title. Basically, they do it all. Ashley works at one of the big four networks. She monitors news at every level, local, national, and international, from hundreds of different sources. It's her job to make sure that every aspect of a story is released as quickly as possible to television stations across the country. And in some cases, she only has minutes to make it happen. Remember the scene from the 1987 movie, Broadcast News? Jane Craig, played by Holly Hunter, kept feeding her news anchor information as it changed moment by moment.
Strangely, some of those who have interviewed Gaddafi find him, in a phrase we like to use in this country, very presidential.
And then Jane Craig gets a phone call.
Jane Craig, just a minute. Then we're going to go to Martin Klein at State for the message from Libya. Then you're going to have the carrier pilot from the Sidra in time to... What? No! You missed him!
Ashley's life changed once she settled into the Big Apple.
Once we got here, we had a baby, because usually people have a baby and leave the city. We came to the city and had a baby, so it's a little... we did it a little backwards.
She quickly discovered juggling home and work wasn't easy. Sure, her career is important, but so is spending time with her child. As you know, it's a delicate balancing act.
It gets a little harried to try and divide focus. The way I explain being a mom in New York, a working mom in New York, rather, is when I'm at home, I'm at home, but when I'm at work, I'm at work. Like, that's the only way you can balance.
Ashley's mom had an idea of what her daughter was going through. She was, after all, a working mom herself. And so Ashley's mom searched for technology that would help her daughter out. And then she discovered a ring called, appropriately enough, Ringly. It's a smart ring. It's a wearable technology ring, and it connects wirelessly to smartphones. They're not the only ones in this space. There are other smart jewelry makers out there, including Mimai, the company that makes a bracelet with similar technology. There's also Wisewear. They up the game a little. It makes a bracelet with a panic button. Just tap the bracelet, and it will instantly call your emergency contact. And then there's Dazzle. Dazzle jewelry sends out safety alerts if you're in trouble, but it can also activate your camera. Depending on how these rings and bracelets are set up, they light up and they vibrate for text messages or phone calls.
I said, I felt kind of silly. I was like, you know, you didn't have this when you had me. And she said, yeah. And I was constantly on edge and constantly calling to check in, and it was frustrating. She's like, I would have loved to have had this.
So it was date night. Ashley and her husband left their young son with a babysitter. They went out for dinner, and it was an important one, with her husband's boss. Originally, Ashley had second thoughts about wearing the ring, but then she realized, hey, it might be a great conversation piece. Within 15 minutes of sitting down for dinner with her husband and his boss, her finger felt a little strange.
My ring starts pulsing the emergency pulse that I had set up. And I, even in that moment, I thought, oh, I bet she just has a question, even though she's never called me ever.
Her son had fallen. Blood was gushing out of his forehead. He needed to get to the doctor. Time was of the essence. More about Ashley's son in a moment.
I'm Christina Davignon. I'm the founder and CEO of Ringly.
Christina invented the ring that Ashley has been talking about. She's a designer, but she's always had room in her heart for technology. She says it's because her dad was always busy in the basement tinkering with computers.
My dad, he is really interested in engineering and technology, so he had this startup in his basement making medical CD-ROMs. And I remember when all of the other kids went and played sports or did after school, you know, hobbies, I would always go down into our basement and play around on the computers and poke around with Photoshop. And that's how I really got interested in both technology and design.
Her love for technology grew while she was in college. That's when she discovered a new field of study by combining computer science, design, and psychology. It all came together the day that she realized she was ignoring family phone calls.
I'm a problem solver. So I had this problem in my life, which was, you know, I would go out to dinner, I would go shopping, I would do things. My phone was buried in my purse. And I remember my family getting so frustrated with me, like, Christina, why don't you ever pick up your phone?
It clicked. She carries a phone and she wears jewelry. Why not make them communicate with each other?
I wonder if I can embed technology in here and have it help me and have it be smart, almost like a little personal assistant.
Christina took a jewelry making class and then a circuit board class. Her goal was to find out how she could marry jewelry with technology to make everyone's lives a bit more convenient. Christina has the same kind of approach to technology as other pioneers in the industry. We're talking about household names like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, but also others you may never have heard of, like Lauren Constantini. Her company, PrimaTemp, makes personal fertility sensors. It's wearable technology for women, and it tells them when they're ovulating.
With the advent of wearable sensors, we now have dials and gauges and trackers that are collecting all the data that our bodies are radiating and allowing us to analyze it in real time and make changes in our lives.
This wearable may be a bit unusual compared to the other wearables on the market, but they all have one common thread. They're there to make life a lot easier. It's the same with a product called Vert. It's a wearable jump monitor, just one of the many wearables that athletes use to train. Coaches discovered limiting the number of jumps actually reduces injury and increases stamina. It certainly helped the U.S. Olympic women's volleyball team bring home the bronze from Rio. Before Vert, coaches had to manually count every single time a player leaped off the ground. Karch Karai is the team's head coach.
Now we know on average about what every position will jump. We can tailor our workout volume accordingly, and we can also, it's a huge help for somebody who might be rehabbing a knee injury and she might be in a phase where she's allowed 50 jumps.
Most coaches tend to undercount jumps. Vert keeps them honest. And it was just one example of the wearable technology that Olympians used and helped the athletes with their cadence, their speed, and then, of course, their heart rate. Wearables help athletes improve in their sport. There's also smart clothing. It actually prevents broken bones, especially in the elderly. It's called Smart Armor Gel. Daniel Plant is a researcher at Imperial College London. He designed the clothing. And it's actually a combination of two different types of material.
One is a strain rate sensitive material. It's actually called polyborodimethylsiloxane. It's soft and flowable, so it moves with the musculature of the body. But when you impact it, it momentarily goes rigid. And what we've done is combine that with another material. And this material's an auxetic material. When you impact it, it actually folds in on itself. And it's the synergy of these materials that give you very good energy absorbing properties.
Armor gel protects people from broken bones. Now, let's go down the list of some of the other popular gadgets people are wearing nowadays. Of course, there's the Apple Watch. It allows us to answer our phone calls, browse our calendars, and use apps. The Fitbit monitors our health. We have smart clothing with solar panels that help charge our gadgets. And don't forget about wireless earbuds. Sure, they help us hear our music and activate our phone now, but eventually, they are going to open up a whole new world.
This is Don Norman. Right now, I'm the director of the newly founded Design Lab at the University of California in San Diego.
Don is also the former head of advanced technology at Apple. He believes that all these wearables are stepping stones to the eventual reality of artificial intelligence. And it makes sense. As computers speed up and other advances are made, all these wearables will work hand in hand to augment our bodies and our senses and maybe even our minds. These technologies are right around the corner.
We are surprisingly close, actually. I can see building systems today that could give you useful advice. And I think in 4 or 5 years, you'll be amazed at what happens.
A lot of this sounds like science fiction, and there's a reason for that. Science fiction writers inspire a lot of designers.
Artificial intelligence is really been written about and studied by the people who write science fiction for years. And many of those science fiction writers are my friends. And what science fiction writers have to do is imagine the world in which we're using this technology. So they do the best predictions of anybody. And they've done some really great jobs.
News producer Ashley Taylor may not be a huge fan of science fiction, but she says that her smart ring is making her life easier and safer. Ashley's mom gave her the ring, but certainly there are other wearable gadgets like we talked about, such as smart watches and bracelets and clothing. Okay, back to the night that Ashley went out to dinner with her husband and his boss. She set her ring up with an emergency pulse exclusively for her babysitter. When you become a parent, you see danger everywhere. You prepare for the worst, but you never really expect it to happen. Their 14-month-old son was reading a book with the babysitter. Well, he jumped off the couch and banged his head. Ashley was in shock.
It was just this surreal moment. Oh my gosh, this thing that I had worried that would happen has actually happened, but the thing that I put in place to tell me has worked.
Ashley and her husband were in a taxi within 2 minutes of receiving the message. They rushed to the hospital to witness their son getting 5 stitches to close up a gash on his head. Well, her son is fine, and Ashley's thankful for the gadget that let her know there was an emergency.
With the phone, it's like, yeah, you can call me, but half the time my phone's on silent. There is no way I would have heard it. And I can't promise, well, and I don't have pockets because I was wearing a dress, so even if it was on vibrate, I wouldn't have felt it.
Technology gave her peace of mind, and it helped her when something went wrong.
I learned to trust my instincts that if I've planned it out, it will actually work. And that maybe I don't need to rely so much on technology, but it's good that it's there. It's a helpful tool when we have it.
I hear you on that. You're up to date, and I'm America's digital pro, Kim Komando. Hey, thanks for listening. And by the way, so many people have asked me, this is not the Kim Komando Show radio show podcast. To find my show nearest you, head over to komando.com/radio. And if you want to watch or listen to my show anytime on your schedule, go behind the scenes, watch the show being recorded, use our message boards, be part of the community, head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com, and I'll see you next time.